Wake up, Coastal Carolina. Wake up. This is your CCTA Wake Up Call.
Produced by the Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to the preservation of the U.S. Constitution, free enterprise, and individual liberty.
Hello, Coastal Carolina, and welcome to CCTA Wake Up Call. I'm your host, Rick Hopkins, and I welcome you again to our show. Thank you for tuning in. We look forward every weekend to spending some time with you. I hope you are doing the same. We try to bring relevant information. We hope we're doing that. If not, we'd love to hear from you. And we'd also like to have suggestions. So you can go to cctaxpayers.com and make those suggestions. And you can issue pats on the back. You can click on the donate button, whatever you desire. But we'd love to hear from you. Well, we've had a busy week again. And so much of the same stuff to talk about, only more of it. And I know a lot of folks are getting tired of it, so we'll go ahead and hit some of the high points. You know, we record on Wednesday nights, and the show airs on Saturday morning, so there's some delay there. We're not always current when you hear the show as to what may have happened in the last couple of days. But as of today, our illustrious governor, Roy Cooper, has issued a mandatory mask order. Now,
but that doesn't start until Friday.
Well, that may be, but the issue with it is, does he have the authority to do that? And speaking to our legislators, and our lieutenant governor has said no, he doesn't have the authority to do that. He has to have the concurrence of Council of State, which he has not gotten, and he has not sought after, I don't believe. But he has issued the order.
And I guess the bottom line question is, why should we follow his edict, his supreme edicts, when he is unwilling to follow the law about Council of State?
Right.
We shouldn't. The Council of State is right. And to try to tell us what to wear is a bridge too far. I've been dressing myself for a long time, and when you're making medical decisions for yourself, you might think, with good reason, that rebreathing the air that you just exhaled is apt to make you darn sick. It's stupid.
And you can find scientific evidence of that, and doctors that will back you up on that also.
Absolutely. Hal, I know that.
What I heard on the Council of State issue was that he says he sent them all an email. And if they didn't respond to it, he took that as concurrence.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Well, anyway, he's issued the order, unconstitutional in my opinion. And in doing some research and looking around online, I have found where he does not have that authority. As I said, I can't remember the state law number, but it outlines the powers of the governor. And in a state of emergency, what his powers are. But he still has to have concurrence from the Council of State.
And he can contravene the laws of North Carolina with their concurrence. He cannot contravene the U.S. or the North Carolina constitutions.
All right. Now, also, you come up with the issue, now that he's done that, how's he plan on enforcing it? And that's a very good question. What he's doing that I saw on TV is encouraging businesses to enforce it. And why would he be doing that? Because he knows it's unenforceable. It's not a law. However, on the evening news, I saw where they said that it was going to be up to law enforcement to enforce it. Well, I called our local sheriff, Chip Hughes, Craven County Sheriff, and I said, Chip, I'd like to get your opinion for the radio show tonight on enforcement of the mandatory mask order.
And?
He said, well, I can give you that short and sweet. He said, I'm too busy worrying about heroin and opioid overdoses and people dying from that. I don't have the resources, and the state is not going to issue me any additional resources, so I will not be enforcing that.
Good for Chip.
So that's our Craven County Sheriff's opinion on it.
You know, I appreciate Chip Hughes' position on that. I guess another question along the line, when you ask the law officers to enforce things like that, and you look at, let's go back to New York with the zero bail laws or whatever else, the law enforcement officers were doing their darndest to get crime off of the street, and the judges were trying to get the criminals back on the street before the officers got back to the street.
Yeah, absolutely. They had to stop and do paperwork, so they probably did get there first.
What I think is going to happen is, I remember a week or so ago, there was, you know, one of those signs along the highway out on Route 70 that the state can change what its message is, and traffic was bumper to bumper almost, like they are, you know, the car length behind each other almost at 60 or 70 miles an hour, getting ready to go over that bridge across Trent, and the thing read, "Go home." I said, "Whoa, boy, that's really great, isn't it?" He's got a sign up there that says, "Go home," and all this traffic going by there, and that's the way this other thing's going to work out, too.
Yeah,
it's going to be ignored.
Like I said, I was doing some research and all, and one simple way, if somebody tells you you need to put the mask on, is you can always tell them that you have a medical condition that prevents you from being able to wear one.
Got a brain in my head.
Yep. Absolutely. And if they ask you what's the condition, none of your business. It's against HIPAA law. You would be breaking the law, HIPAA regulations, to ask somebody that question.
Good information, Rick.
Right.
Well, I do want to say, and it does say directly in his executive order, that you are not required to provide any reason or documentation for not wearing a mask. But what we have seen of just how society is these days is that prepare yourself to get, especially if you go out of state, to get some nasty remarks, some confrontations, some ugly looks. I mean, people are getting very bold and nosy and into your business. Well, and in the executive order, it actually states to be kind by wearing a mask, to think of others and care for others, which implies if you're not wearing a mask, you're unkind and don't care about others.
Funny that you would say that out of state, because as you know, I just got back from Maryland. We went up there. We had to go through Virginia, which was okay. But when you get to the state line of Maryland, you know, you have to disarm. You lose your constitutional rights to defend and protect yourself, even though you've got people riding in the streets and, you know, all kinds of crazies out there. You can't defend yourself. So I'm not getting that respect that way, you know. But to tell you the truth, even though the mandatory order is up there, it's not being fully complied with. You know why?
Good.
People are tired of it.
Mm-hmm.
They're tired
people
of it.
People are tired of it.
Okay. So it's not out of disrespect or lack of concern for other people. It's just tired of being pushed around.
Well, now they're not tired of being told what to do. They're not tired of the virus, tired of protecting themselves. They're tired of being lied to.
Yes.
They're tired of the two different stories. Are these the facts? Are these the facts? Does it help? Does it not? You know, there is no consistency in this, and that's what they're tired of.
Right.
I think it's gotten so politicized. You can go into a store, and you see the people that have on masks and criticizing other people for not having on the masks. Chances are they're very liberal people. You see the ones that are exercising their right to ignore it, going around and like they always have and living their daily lives, and chances are that they're very conservative people who value their freedom very highly.
And they're probably Christians also that put their faith in somebody that has the power to protect them from the virus. We have viruses every year, you know. There's been more money spent on this issue, this coronavirus, more fear generated, than anything else, you know, that we've had to face.
It's
been
used to control us.
Right, it is. And for the businesses out there, this is my personal opinion, okay? If you're running a business and you decide to comply with the governor's order and you want to enforce people coming into your establishment, that's your right to do. That's your right because that's your business.
And it's my right to stay out of that store.
There are other businesses out there, and other people may choose to just, you know, say, okay, if that's the way you feel about it, then we'll take our business elsewhere. You got to realize, folks, just like you don't appreciate your business being shut down and your livelihood being taken away from you and orders dictating how many people you can have in your establishment, when you can open it, when you can close it. You don't like that. We don't like being told we have to wear a mask.
One caveat I'd like to mention is that there are people who have medical problems that they really have reason to be afraid of it. We have a daughter-in-law who's had cancer twice and chemo twice. Well, her immune system isn't what it used to be. She has good reason to be very, very careful. And I get disgusted with these people who try to control you. But on the other hand, I don't want to control or make people feel bad who are doing what they ought to do to look after themselves. Right. It cuts two ways.
How about if you're claustrophobic and have asthma? You know,
yeah. But people ought to be free to make their own choices.
Right. And the masks don't really help you out as far as filtering. And there's a lot of different doctors and scientists on both sides of the fence there. Even with the mask on, you can still spread the virus.
Well, I think there's a lot of unknown there. But also back in what you were saying, Rainer, is that I have yet to walk into a place and see people wearing masks and, you know, be disgusted or wonder why, or, you know, I just look right past them. It doesn't bother me at all. If you feel you need to wear a mask, by all means, wear a mask. But don't make me feel... Do you honestly think I don't care about my family's health or my husband, my children, you know, my parents, that I haven't researched, you know, talking to a lot of people who decide either for or against it, they've done their research. And what I find is people who are for it, other than the ones who medically feel they need to wear it, they're wearing it because they were told to by the media or by their government. Mm-hmm. But the people who choose not to are very well educated on, you know, because of course no one wants to get some horrible virus. Right. But, you know, they do educate themselves on whether these masks work or not. Right, and it's their choice. So I'm not going to make you feel bad about wearing it. Don't make other people feel bad about not wearing it.
Right. Okay, we need to take a break to hear from our sponsors because we've gone overtime here. And we're going to change our topics when we come back.
Baldwin's Transmissions and Auto Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call or stop by the shop on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Baldwin will give you the options. They can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they'll rebuild your existing transmission if that's what you prefer. Baldwin also does a variety of minor auto repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pumps. Count on Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair, your transmission physician, Highway 17 South in New Bern.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com. Panicelli's Pizzeria in River Bend features delicious handmade Italian dishes like lasagna, spaghetti, fettuccine alfredo, stromboli, calzone, and many more. And now Panicelli's has home delivery. Panicelli's uses only the freshest ingredients, and they have fantastic New York-style pizza in four sizes or by the slice. Panicelli's Pizzeria also has great salads and subs. So today, head to River Bend, and Panicelli's is at 40 Shoreline Drive, or call Panicelli's Pizzeria for home delivery.
Just who are these people doing this CCTA program? They're people like you, a photographer, someone that ran their own business, someone retired from the military, just people in the community that love this country and have a desire to do their part to lower taxes and shrink government, to protect individual liberty, and to preserve the U.S. Constitution and free enterprise system. We welcome you to come out to a meeting. If you like what you see and hear, there's a place where you can contribute to the cause. To learn more, go to cctaxpayers.com. That's cctaxpayers.com. The group meets every third Tuesday at Stanley Hall Ballroom in downtown New Bern to enjoy a fantastic speaker and report on CCTA activity since the last meeting. If you've been disappointed with rising taxes and government intrusion, don't just complain. Join Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association and make your voice heard.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, like I said, we're going to change topic a little bit here. What's another hot issue in the news? Racism.
Racism.
All about everything is racist. Everybody's racist. Well, did you know that Chinese is not a race?
No, it's not.
What? Oriental is a race.
Yeah, it's not a race. And so if you say Kung Flu, well, Kung's not a race. So why would be Kung Flu be a racist statement?
Rick, what's your definition of a racist?
A racist?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh. Somebody that strictly, totally disrespects you.
No, it's somebody that doesn't agree with your position.
May I offer you my definition?
Well, you didn't let me finish with mine.
Okay.
Bob interrupted me.
I'm sorry.
Bob.
Now I forgot what I was saying. No, a racist is, there are racists out there.
Sure.
They dislike you because of your color. And that's probably about the only description I can give you, is that they have personal issues with you just because of your color.
Based purely on your color. That is a right. True racist.
Color right. Or origin.
But you know what
true
I think it also is anybody who views things inappropriately through the lens of race.
Right.
And so it leads to some strange distortions, mm-hmm. Really weird distortions.
I don't think that it's totally dependent upon color. I saw an interview with a young woman who came from Africa and came to the United States and is now a U.S. citizen. And she said back where she came from, they had the Tutus and the Gondis or something like that, two different tribes of natives there that were warring against each other constantly. And it was a racial war because who you descended from or what tribe you belonged to was cause enough to be at war with each other.
Yeah, but that wasn't based on racism. That
it was tribalism.
It's tribalism.
Yeah, tribalism.
Okay, but yeah. I don't know. Same principle. You don't like the source. You don't like where somebody came from and who their parents were and what they look like. Or you know,
things totally beyond their control.
Right.
It seems perfectly all right to me to like or dislike somebody's behavior, attitudes, ideas, and so on. But to dislike them solely because of things that are completely out of their control is ridiculous.
Yeah, some of those Africans are pygmies and some of them are 7 feet tall.
Yeah.
One of the things now, I've been down here now for 6 years and lived down here before the Civil Rights Movement. And I'm saying this as an outside observer, not claiming to have all the answers, but it seems to me that the South is doing much better in terms of racism than it was before. It's almost like it passed with a generation. When it was there was a time when it was acceptable to be a racist, and that's not acceptable anymore.
it was acceptable within certain rings of people. It wasn't acceptable to everybody. It's always, from the beginning of history, it's been acceptable to some and not acceptable to others. Mm-hmm. It's a human condition.
Well, that's why you had some who were for slavery and some who were not. I mean, right. It's just always. But I do understand what you're saying, and I do have a viewpoint on that, that it's the being in the education system. I'm noticing with the public schools that, you know, especially with my generation, if you went to school, you know, in the 70s, you were very integrated with all colors. Mm-hmm. And these were your friends that you were on the playground with, you ate lunch mm-hmm. with, you rode the bus with, you asked if you could go to their homes afterwards. I mean, this was a very integrated, and this is your life as a child. You play sports with them. Mm-hmm. There is no segregation in sports and activities in your school one nowadays of the things, since the 70s. So you're growing up loving your fellow mate.
You just illustrated something. The fight between the Israelis and the Arabs goes back generations. And if you look at a graduating kindergarten class in the Arab territory in the West Bank, those kids are taught to be terrorists because they're taught to take Jerusalem back. And to me, racism can be passed from generation to generation.
Absolutely.
Yes.
But it doesn't have to be. And I, again, my impression of the South in the 50s when I lived here before and this time is very different.
But you know something? I grew up through that time period. Yes, it can be passed. But I've noticed that the ones that got it because it was passed to them, after they experienced life for themselves, after they got out from under that control, mm-hmm. And they got out and actually met people of other races and interacted with them, they lost their racism, a lot of them. I'm not saying that's 100%. Let me say one thing here. Teddy Roosevelt's being called a racist because he fought against the Spanish in the Spanish-American War. Okay? Being Spanish is a nationality, not a race. Caucasian, Negroid, Mongoloid, and Australoid are the four recognized races. Nationality and ethnicity are not the same as race. So if you're so uninformed and uneducated as you don't know the difference between race and ethnicity, you probably shouldn't be calling people names. You probably shouldn't be calling them racist. Diane?
I remember, I think this was when Barack Obama was running for his second term, 2012, and he said that everybody's a racist. All white people are inherently racist. And he said, white people don't even know they're racist.
He's wrong again.
Well, he said that, you know, when it comes down to it, they inherently think differently about, an African-American person versus a white person versus a Hispanic. And he said, that's not, that's just not our society, but that's just the way, society is.
That's
it's
hogwash.
It's still part of society. I know. I was very offended.
It is.
Isn't that a racist comment, though?
Yeah.
Well, yes. No, now, Barack Obama is a racist.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, his wife is a racist. So yep. She went to Princeton, and she was, get this, she wrote her thesis on race at Princeton University. So at the same one time, on one hand, she's asking for this topic, race at Princeton. She asked that a special dorm be set aside for African Americans. And the reason is because African Americans, they share a common history and they should be together. What? Like no one else has any shared history?
You know, that always surprises me that when people talk about segregating, it is someone who is black. And they want separate clubs for black people. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They want separate societies.
Separate awards.
For black people. Yeah.
I mean, separate
they
sports.
Want,
they want
separate,
their own
separate
zones
neighbor.
On college
they do.
Campuses.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
they
the
do.
Segregation that we fought against.
Yeah.
I thought that was what they wanted gone, but now it seems every time I turn around, they're clamoring for more segregation.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is like, with the Obamas, I felt like it was kind of a black power like a black supremacy. Yeah. Opposite half, to white supremacy.
He was half white. Remember, he was half white.
You know,
he
is half white. I guess the question is, I'm trying to be serious about this. Should we rename Martin Luther King Boulevard because he wanted us to be judged on our character? Nothing else.
He had it right. Yes.
Nothing else.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
He had it right.
Right.
Y'all have just laid out and proven the point of my next topic.
Well, good for us.
What is the reason for all this racism? What's the reason for all these things we're going through for?
Well, we got to keep slavery alive.
No.
Well, I think so. I think that's good politics.
I think the left is using it to
bring
to control people.
That's the politics behind it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, I agree with you. That's the politics behind it. Okay, a lot of it's just simply is political to get votes from a certain segment of society, and that's been going on for decades. But I believe the total blame for all of this falls with the education system.
Yeah,
you've got
I agree
at least two decades or more. Well, it's more.
Well, you've got to include Hollywood. And the so-called media.
Well, that's all part of it, too.
Okay.
Okay.
But I think that's a three-legged stool.
The education system has been indoctrinating and raising up this generation that is now in the streets burning down and rioting. And in the goodness of their heart, they feel like they're doing the right thing. They're standing up for people's rights when they don't realize that they're actually taking away people's rights.
Mm-hmm. Trampling on them.
Yeah. You go in and you set up an autonomous zone and took away the rights of all those business owners in there to earn a living.
Everybody that was there before they took it over.
Right. You go in and you bust out the windows and burn down buildings. What is that? Okay. What didn't those people have
crimes,
rights?
That's what it is. Yeah. Crimes.
And, you know, all these good intentions are really totally backwards.
Yep.
Well, if you really wanted to help those people, if you wanted your good intentions to actually do some good, you wouldn't be out there in the streets carrying a sign, because that ain't going to change nothing.
It's not going to change a thing.
No. Not going to change a thing. You would do like some of the people do. You would go in their neighborhoods and you would show them, okay, here's where the mistake is. You're not going to be able to do anything to increase your economic status as long as you're laying around doing nothing and rioting and complaining that the world's unfair.
Yeah.
Because you can see where people raised in the same housing projects, go into the same school systems, with the same school teachers, all have the same advantages, but they come out totally opposite. One of them's a victim. The other one's highly successful, has economic stability. Some of them have achieved high levels of government. How's that got anything to do with the racism? It doesn't. It has to do with indoctrination that some of the people are taught and accept it and believe what they're being told, and other ones use their common sense and see for themselves, well, that's not true. You know, I can achieve anything I want to. Barack Obama said that.
Yep.
Okay.
And he was right.
He was right. And people have been proven that they can do that. On the other hand, if you accept the fact that you are the victim and you're always going to be downtrodden, you're never going to get anywhere because somebody else has more privilege than you, guess what?
That's where you're going to be. But you know what? Both thoughts, both convictions are a cause set in motion. It is something they're self-fulfilling prophecies. If you think one way, you're going to make that reality come true for you. If you think the other way, you're doomed.
Yeah. Now, I dare say that there's not a soul in this room that hadn't experienced racism in one form or another. We as a group have recently experienced that.
Mm-hmm.
When something as innocent and simple as the posting of a picture in a news article that was all about treason and the punishment for treason was hanging. But we got attacked for being racist because we put a picture of a noose in the newspaper.
Which was silly.
Which had nothing to do with race. Race mm-hmm. was never mentioned. Mm-mm. It still doesn't today have anything to do with race. It had to do with the punishment for treason, plain and simple.
And it comes back to seeing things inappropriately through the lens of race.
Right.
As you pointed out, race had nothing to do with it. There was no reason to look at it through that lens. You just had to be completely bent double to convolute and equate one thing with the other. There's right. no connection.
And it went so far as boycotting the newspaper, taking away part of that gentleman's livelihood by, you know, losing advertisers, yeah. mm-hmm. things like that.
Well, actually,
it ended up with a
good thing, because there were advertisers who came to the paper solely because right. of that incident, and they saw how unfair and
very
atrocious
unfair,
it was.
False narrative, overblown, and, you know, we've yet to receive an apology for that, so, and I don't expect we'll ever get one. Melissa, you forgot?
No, I didn't forget. I think there is a difference between, you know, when you play the victim or you assume you are the victim of, you know, obstacles. And it's not always the white person's fault. You know, white people face obstacles daily. You know, and it could be because we're poorer than other people. I know I experienced that a lot growing up in different ways. There are, you know, things that I wasn't allowed to be a part of because I wasn't of that richer, you know, elite group. And there are obstacles in everyone's life, yes. is what I'm trying to yeah. say. And it's how you choose to get over those obstacles and move on and not blame
anybody else.
What does blaming do for you?
Right.
Not a darn thing. If it's not your fault, there's nothing you can do about it. If right. you assume that you're not getting where you want to go because you're making mistakes and you need to take some corrective action, you'll pretty soon be right. where you want to be.
Well, I mentioned the thing about the noose, and that's hot in the news right now because of Bubba and NASCAR. You know, same thing there. The big deal made out of it, and when the investigation's done with, it wasn't a racist thing that was done at all. It was simply to pull down a garage door.
Yeah.
And, you know, look
but
at all
the media jumped on it. The media ran with it. And every single daytime talk show put him on. It was a huge thing. And have we not learned our lesson? Wait until the investigation is complete.
Right.
Honestly.
All right, Diane, hold your thought, because we got to take a quick break and we'll come right back.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our three locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutritional consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news, coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers, and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout Eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, we've been having a discussion on racism, cause and effect, and is it really racism? Or is there a lot of other political motives in there and other things? Diane?
Well, I think what we're seeing now is, what you were talking about, targeting statues and defacing this and defacing that. And, the guitarist, I forgot his name, Jimi Hendrix, and
Stevie Ray Vaughan.
But people are actually acting out their stupidity.
Yes.
That bothers me. I think that really bothers me is that, and these are the Democrats, right? These are Democrats. And for the Democratic Party to...
And a lot of them are... college students.
Yeah, I mean, they're brazenly showing these are our voters, and they're amongst the stupidest people I've ever seen. I hate to say that on the air, but they are pretty darn stupid. So, but that's what we're seeing now.
Right. They're tearing down statues of abolitionists because
yes.
They don't even know whose statue.
They don't know.
Right. They don't know history because the education system has failed them. They've been indoctrinated, not educated.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been indoctrinated by Democrat liberals through the college systems, through high schools, through Common Core, through Agenda 21, Agenda 30, all this universal, national, global world.
It's ridiculous. How long have we had Black History Month? How long?
Good while.
It's been, right? We've had this for a while. I don't know what they teach during that time, but I remember my daughter was in the public school system, and she would write on the same person every February. You know, she'd write because it was different classes, but are they teaching them anything?
Yeah.
Or are they just giving them busy work?
Why don't they teach them about Frederick Douglass?
Yeah, I know.
You know? Why don't they hold somebody
because
like him up
Because they might
as an
find
example.
Out, if they taught about Frederick Douglass, that it was well into the recent War of Northern Aggression before Frederick Douglass was able to convince Abraham Lincoln to sign the Emancipation Proclamation. And when he did it, it only pertained to the states that had seceded. So they might learn things they don't want to know.
Right. How?
Okay, thanks. Rick, I want to say something about hanging. Hanging is not, treason is not the only reason people have been hung. George Washington hung deserters. He hung right many deserters. Now, he's usually thought of as a pure white, shining knight, but he did that.
Right.
And for a time, the Yankees were hanging Confederate soldiers they could catch. Well, they stopped it because the Confederates started hanging some of their people, so they quit hanging each other. But hanging has been, and horse thieves were hung. It's real convenient. Throw a rope over a limb and knock the guy off his horse. It's pretty simple. So, there's been a lot of reasons nooses have been used.
Where'd gallows come from?
Gallows, you had the kind that had
they didn't
a trap
originate,
door.
They didn't originate here in this country.
No, I'm sure they didn't.
England.
No. Guillotines didn't either.
I want to go back to the recent NASCAR incident. Because Bubba Wallace issued a statement today that's very different from his previous statements. He said that the noose his team found hanging from his garage stall on Sunday was in fact not part of a hate crime, but a mere garage pulley. He expressed gratitude that he was not the victim of a hate crime
and praise NASCAR and his fellow drivers over their show of unity and support. And he said he wanted to thank his team, NASCAR and the FBI, for acting swiftly and treating this as a real threat. So he has changed his tune a little bit.
And there has been a big deal made about the unity and the coming together. And one phrase was used, the change of heart and the change of the face of the NASCAR fan. Really? How about they weren't inherently racist? How about they were always welcoming and always loving?
Yeah.
I mean, honestly.
Well, if you're all that welcoming and loving, and I'm not questioning that, but what I don't understand is why did NASCAR have to stir the pot by banning the Confederate flag?
To get on the train.
Got to get on that
political train. Got to get on that government train that's going around right now.
But of course, you care about your fans, even though you don't let your fans go to the races.
Why does Target send millions of dollars to the very people that are burning down their stores all over? You know why? It's the right thing to do right now.
It's the right thing to
do. You got to be on that side, or you're a racist.
Well, I'm sorry, I wasn't part of the Confederacy. I got here lately.
Well, that's because you were from Massachusetts. So.
Well, you're actually,
you're actually too young to have been part of that.
But anyway, the Confederate flag is part of our history.
Yes.
And it represents people that fought for something they believed in.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe they were treasonous. I believe they were fighting for states' rights. And to dismiss them all as racist and treasonous and all this other stuff is ridiculous.
All right. Well, I'll take you back to what I said. It's all education. Right now, you've got this thing called the 1619 Project.
Oh, good.
Are you familiar with that?
Yes. New York Times.
That's a whole different slant on our history. It's been rewritten. It says it started when the first slaves came over here. That was the beginning of our country.
It's a theory that's being sold as the truth, and it's
the thing we need to remember is that you can't look at history through today's eyes.
Bingo.
You have to think in terms of being a time traveler. Slavery was the accepted culture of the day.
Worldwide.
Yes. And I wonder how future generations, assuming that we haven't stupidly wiped ourselves out, but how future generations will look at abortion.
Yeah, same. Yeah, I
because that's black genocide.
Well, the slavery issue, it's been co-opted here as something unique to the United States, and it's not.
I mean, it's still going on in
unless
some countries.
You believe aliens and spaceships built the pyramids. Who built the pyramids? Huh? And let's keep going through history. Oh, but wait a minute. If you destroy history, you don't know
But slavery is still going on.
Yes.
Yes, it still is. Goes We're on one in of Muslim the few countries. Who abolished
Right. Slavery is still
and we were
going
one of the
on.
First.
And
it's just like the Black Lives Movement. It's not, I'm talking about the movement. Not the statement, but the movement. And with the slavery and all of this racist talk, it is a huge distraction. This coronavirus, everything, it is a huge distraction. You guys better dig under and pay attention, because it is not about... There were 104 shootings in Chicago Father's Day weekend.
Yeah.
3-year-old child killed. 14 children killed under teenage years. Okay? Where's the outrage? Where's the media coverage? Where are we talking about that? There is no outrage, because Black Lives Matter movement, it does not matter.
Right.
That does not matter. It is a racist agenda, and they are distracting you from what's really going on, and you better watch out for those mail-in ballots.
And people, you need to understand how far this reaches. The people that are interested in pushing this movement forward and what they stand to gain, it's widespread. Not just through the Democratic Party, but through the Muslim world. Black Lives Matter movement is part of a Muslim Brotherhood, is part of that
Care
also.
Organization.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And I read an interesting fact today that, you know, you got a lot of black folks that have become Muslim. Mm-hmm. Muslims worldwide have over 92 million black slaves.
Currently.
Currently, yeah.
Good
so,
grief.
Folks, you got to do your own education nowadays. You've got to go out and look for the facts and look for the truth yourself, because you're being lied to. I know you think you're doing the right thing in a lot of cases. I know you do. Standing up for women's rights, standing up for Black Lives Matter, and on and on and on, all these good social causes that you're getting involved in. But you need to dig deeper. You need to see where's the money? Billions of dollars. Where's that money coming from? Who's spending that money? Why are they doing it? And are you being manipulated? Are you being used?
What's the end game?
Are you one of the sheep that's buying into it and just following the crowd? Are you a lemming jumping off the cliff with the rest of the lemmings? Is that what's going on? Yeah, think about that during our break. We're going to hear from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Baldwin's Transmissions and Auto Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call or stop by the shop on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Baldwin will give you the options. They can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they'll rebuild your existing transmission if that's what you prefer. Baldwin also does a variety of minor auto repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pumps. Count on Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair, your transmission physician, Highway 17 South in New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our three locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out RightWingGranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to RightWingGranny.com.
Y'all ready for this? The County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news, coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, we've been talking about a lot of different things. We're going to try to throw four or five more in here before the end of the show. We're going to talk about CHAZ, which is now CHOPS, which is the autonomous zone in Seattle. They've had six shootings there in the past few days, I believe. And I saw an interesting video. The guy was in there filming. He does a video blog. So he was in there filming when the first shooting happened, the second one actually. One of the CHAZ's security people came up to him, wanted to know what he was doing and who he was. He says, well, I'm videoing this. I'm with so-and-so, which is one of them. And the guy says, I don't know you. I don't know that. And he took his phone away from him.
Really?
And he told him, until I can verify that you really who you say you are, you're not getting your phone back. But what he didn't realize when he walked off with the guy's phone, the phone was still streaming. So all the conversation he had with the other people there and all and the things that were going on was still being streamed out over the internet. When he finally got up with this guy and said, do you know him? He says, no, I don't know him, blah, 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 blah. Well, part of the conversation was I talked to the mayor. So they have video evidence that the people in there running CHAZ or in communications with the mayor, you know. So it's just the way it all ties together. What else was it we were going to talk about, Melissa?
Baz. Black House Autonomous Zone.
In Washington, D.C.
It was attempted.
How long did that last?
Seconds? I don't know.
Yeah.
So the president knows how to keep law and order in his front yard.
Shut down quickly.
That's the difference in the way things were handled.
I think he told the governor and the mayor over there at Chad's shop, whatever it is, that if they didn't get that straight pretty soon, he would take care of it for them.
Well, they have cut off the electricity and the water to
Chess.
They're
shutting it down. They're shutting it down, and they're also letting the police go back into the precinct because they announced this today, because of the shootings, there's rapes, there was a stabbing.
There's what you expect to get when you don't have law and order.
Oh, exactly. Man. And, you know, it's completely trashed. The graffiti, it's unreal what they have done to that section of the city. But they are going back in now, and they are shutting that down.
Well, good, good. And then there was another discussion, lady from Venezuela on a talk show I saw a little bit of. And she was talking about the things that are going on here is what she left Venezuela to get away from. She said, they're going to be in the streets rioting, and they're tearing down statues now, but the next thing they're going to do is they're going to be coming after people, and they're going to be executing the people, you know. And she's lived through this. She's seen that. And Hal, you've got a little story on that.
Well, yeah. I knew a doctor very well who came from there, and he's telling me that the same thing happened that you're describing. Things like toppling monuments and inflation out of control, and people in money was worthless, and people were rioting in the streets and things like that. And he got the heck out and came to the United States, and he practiced medicine with a guy I graduated from high school with, and we all became very good friends, and he related that story to me many times, so it stuck in my mind.
When you say about the toppling of the statues, you know, pay attention to not only, I mean, I guess don't pay attention to what statues are being pulled down because they don't even know.
Destroying history.
Just destroying our monuments, but what's being written in their place. They tore down Francis Scott Key's, which he's the guy who wrote the poem that inspired the Star Spangled Banner. And they tore down his statue, and on the base, it is spray painted, "Kill Whitey and kill the colonizers." And that is the new catchphrase that's going around, is "kill colonizers," which are the whites.
So that's racism.
No,
that's
racism. Is that not a hate crime?
Yeah, that's racist.
You think so, Diane?
I think so. That's just, yeah. I forgot what I wanted to say.
You have a habit of that. We got to work on it. This is terrible.
Oh, okay. I know. Remember a couple of weeks ago when these protests started, they were going to come to Greenville, and I think they did, right? They came downtown and kind of messed the place up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But Antifa, they were showing these buses. If you see these buses, be aware. These will be bringing in Antifa members. And then, so the Antifa was saying, the first night they went downtown, they, Sup's Dog, they ruined Sup's Dog. Although when I went to look at it, I didn't see anything wrong with it. But they said, in the subsequent nights, we're going to go out into the white communities and we're going to take what's ours.
Yeah.
Right? I remember those words, and I'm thinking, wait, what is theirs in my community? You know, what is theirs? I mean, we paid for the lot of land. We paid for the house. We pay for the lawn service. We pay for the furniture. It's all ours.
I heard an interview with the mayor of Little Washington, and he was saying that those Antifa people had a bus,
mm-hmm.
and they were planning on going down from Greenville into Washington.
Mm-hmm.
But the National Guard saw the the bus. They loaded up their troops, and they followed it down.
Really?
And then the Antifa folks decided to stay in their bus.
Stay in the bus.
Good.
You know, it's interesting that we're talking about them, the Antifa and the groups or gaggles of rioters or whatever else. And we started the show talking about the masks and the spread of the coronavirus. And
yep.
So have we seen the spread of coronavirus through all of these Antifa groups?
No,
well,
the Trump rally has spiked numbers.
That hasn't been long enough ago.
No, they announced that.
That is
way,
common
even
sense.
Before the rally,
yeah. They announced the numbers were spiking
from
the rally.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. The numbers were down from what I understand, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Do they understand just how silly and ridiculous they are?
Yeah, they don't care.
But
if you're not paying attention,
if you're not paying attention, you're going to buy this stuff.
Right. You know, we keep talking in any arrest or whatever else and the reporting of it. You talk about the alleged criminal. And when we talk about educated people, I want to talk about allegedly educated people.
Well, that's what's going on today in our school systems, is they are allegedly educating kids.
But I can't, not guilty.
I can't see any proof of it. I need some evidence, okay? All right, well, that's about all the time we've got for today's show. We need to talk about one other topic. If you guys out there want to really get behind something, really, really get behind something, get behind your country, get behind the flag. And speaking of flag, what in the world was Pelosi thinking to take a honored tradition of presenting that folded flag to the families that have lost someone, sacrificed their life for this country, and give it to somebody that didn't sacrifice their life for this country, didn't sacrifice anything that I'm aware of for this country, don't know that he ever served in the service.
Did not.
Okay.
Was incarcerated six times, but did not serve the country.
Right. Why did he deserve that great honor? I'm going to tell you what, the vets are in an uproar over that, and they deserve to be, because many of them stood shoulder to shoulder with friends that they lost in battle.
How does that make you feel, Bob? Like, how does that make you feel?
Well, how does it make me feel? And I've seen that folded flag so many times, and it just tears me up. It really does. And unless you do that. I also heard she tore it up, but I don't know that that's actually the truth.
Yeah. All right. Well, this is the end of the show. It's all the time we've got. We want to thank our listeners for tuning in. And hope you'll come back for CCTA Wake Up Call and visit our website at cctaxpayers.com.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, Wellness Educator and Nutritional Consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
The CCTA truly appreciates their sponsors because their support makes it possible for Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association to bring all of you Wake Up Call every Sunday. Those sponsors include Professional Auto Services on Country Club Road in New Bern, Gladys Sussell, Wellness Educator and Nutrition Consultant, Panicelli's Pizzeria in River Bend. Other great supporters are RightWingGranny.com with a unique perspective on the news, B&J Seafood on US 70 in New Bern, the North Carolina Fisheries Association, Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Also, the County Compass, serving Pamlico, Beaufort, Craven, and Carteret counties. Dr. J. Singleton, Moore's Old Time Barbecue. Tune in for the CCTA Wake Up Call every Sunday on the Talk Station, FM 107 and AM 1240.